The Oscars may have ended more than a week ago, but the industry is still feeling some of the fallout. And in fact, this could be a more titanic battle than the battle for Best Picture. We have legendary director Steven Spielberg in a battle with Netflix over Oscar eligibility after the movie Roma took home a few statues and nearly won the Best Picture.
Joining us live to break it all down, WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. Jason, this is a fascinating issue. What's Spielberg saying?
Yeah, when he speaks up, I mean this is the most famous, I mean maybe Hitchcock, but other than that, most famous director ever in Hollywood, most successful for sure. So this is causing waves. So Spielberg, his pitch to the Academy Board of Governors in April is that he believes that Netflix, their original content should be nominated as TV movies. So he thinks they should be up for Emmys, but not Oscars. He thinks Oscars is, you know, theatrical motion picture release. You know, he's been making movies since the 70s. He's in sort of that old frame of mindset where things look better on the big screen. And yeah, you know, there's merit to that too. We saw this bubbling last year when he and Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep came to promote The Post here in D.C. They sat down with Ann Hornaday at The Post for a talk, and he was saying the same thing then. So it's only intensified now after Roma almost took a couple. Currently, Netflix, they do like a very limited theatrical release, you know, with movies like Mudbound, Roma. It'll come out maybe one weekend in New York and L.A. just to qualify for the Oscars. But then it's straight to Netflix that same weekend, and it kind of disappears from movie theaters at that point. He and some other old types in the Academy are worried that Netflix doesn't report their box office and that maybe they can manipulate the numbers a little bit if people fall asleep watching Netflix or it automatically pops up as an ad or that kind of thing. But that's his sort of side of it.
So what's the rebuttal from Netflix here?
The Netflix rebuttal, which I think this is where the industry is heading anyway. I think we're just delaying the inevitable here. It's a cultural, it's like ebooks versus buying books in paperback. But Netflix responded today to Spielberg with the statement saying, quote, "We love cinema. Here are some things we also love. Access for people who can't always afford or live in towns without theaters. Letting everyone everywhere enjoy releases at the same time. Giving filmmakers more ways to share art. These things are not mutually exclusive." Now, they raise a great point that streaming can reach a much wider audience. You know, if people that can't afford it, it democratizes it a little bit. You can go see the movies. And Netflix has actually made their four big first Oscar campaigns have been for diverse filmmakers. It was, remember, Idris Elba's Beasts of No Nation, then Ava DuVernay's documentary 13th about criminal justice reform, then Dee Reese had Mudbound last year, and now this year was Alfonso Cuarón's Roma. So they view it that they're opening it up to more diverse filmmakers.
All right, quickly, is there some sort of compromise ground?
Well, I'd hate to see the theatrical experience disappear completely. You go to a movie like Get Out or A Quiet Place this year, or maybe even Gravity or something like, or these superhero movies even, and you remember that communal experience where you're all sitting in the dark together. I'd hate to see it completely go away, but I do think it's inevitable. It kind of reeks of Spielberg, the producer here of Amblin. You know, he's worried that Silicon Valley's taking over the old Hollywood studio system. So it kind of reeks of that more than altruistic, you know, director talk. I think, you know, maybe Sean Baker, the guy that made Florida Project, suggested maybe Netflix can open a theatrical tier where maybe they have Netflix subscribers be able to get into the theater for free. Maybe that'll make the purists happy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All we know is Scorsese did that trailer for The Irishman during the Oscars, and it said in theaters this fall, not in select theaters. So maybe Netflix will do an olive branch and release it more wider with a Scorsese flick. I don't know. I think it's headed that way.
Anyway. All right. A debate to be continued. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.
Wall Street Numbers, Jeff Claybaugh.